Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallace.
Hi. Hi, John.
Hi. And as I said earlier, it's Ruth's birthday. And Christina brought in...
It was my birthday 2 days ago. 22.
And Christina brought in some wonderful, wonderful treats to celebrate Ruth's birthday.
That was very, very sweet.
And it worked so beautifully with the fact that we're now going to introduce Steve Della Croce, who is a registered dietitian. And I think Christina should have brought out a respect carrots and celery. But no, that would be too easy. Hello, Steve, and thank you so much for coming.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Registered dietitian. Let's go very basic. Mm-hmm. What is that?
So a registered dietitian is someone who's gotten at least a minimum of a nutrition degree, maybe a bachelor's degree, or at least a minimum amount of education, but then at that point has to go through an intensive internship, which lasts almost a year.
Okay.
And then at that point, you could be nationally certified as a dietitian. So you have to think of it almost at the level of a medical doctor, except that we're in nutrition. So we're not doctors, but as far as the level of education.
But nutrition is so important to a person's health.
I agree.
And you have some initials after your name. MS?
Which is a Master of Science in Nutrition.
Right. And RDN?
Which is Registered Dietitian Nutritionist.
And CDN?
Certified Dietitian Nutritionist. So we're not licensed in New York State, but we're certified, so it's the same.
Oh, really? Same,
that's a whole political discussion.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, the people who know it understand it.
Right. No one knows what those initials are exactly.
I didn't know what the CDN was.
Sure. That's a big one. So that's why I'm hopefully get the word out a little bit, and so the consumers know who they should be going to see. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are allowed to call themselves nutritionists in New York, and they really don't have to have all that much education or certification. And so, unfortunately, a little bit of a consumer risk there. We're going to somebody who might give them bad advice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that's most important to start this segment with, that, you know, somebody tells you, and there's nothing wrong with going to somebody who, you know, doesn't have all the certifications, because they could be wonderful.
Absolutely.
But know going into that consultation, mm-hmm, that this person, you know, I could
I
be a dietitian because I know
does
how to eat, just say. It's like, guess not. It's not the same as somebody who can knows the interactions of food, did all the homework and the preparation, and has the degrees. So it's important to pay attention, because the initials after somebody's name do count for something. Now, in some
absolutely
cases, I mean, sincerely, in life, I don't think they're always important. In this case, I do believe it is, mm-hmm, because there's a certain degree of understanding of the interaction of stuff.
Absolutely.
That I think you get more, mm-hmm, with, mm-hmm, advanced education.
Correct.
Than I do from saying, I know you don't mix and I'm making this up celery and carrots, like I said before. but that's, mm-hmm, important. So people should, you know, follow up with that. Let's go basic in that... From a dietitian point of view, actually, if you don't mind, somebody's coming into you,
mm-hmm,
okay, just for better energy.
Okay.
Okay, that's, you know, because, I mean, we're talking with a senior population, so we're not going to talk about somebody who has cancer, somebody who has gout, somebody who has arthritis,
mm-hmm,
somebody who just wants to be a little bit more active and just a little bit lethargic.
Okay.
Which may be an easy one. It may not be.
May not be. Yeah.
So not being a medical doctor, because, mm-hmm, the person could have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
From a dietary perspective, what are, like, the first couple of things you say? Listen, do you drink orange juice, or you drink coffee or something like this?
Sure. So, and we do want to assess that person pretty deeply. So we cannot diagnose them with anything. We need to usually collaborate with their doctor and find out if they have been diagnosed with the problem. We go through their medications. We go through the medical history. Then we'll discuss what they eat on a regular basis, a typical diet for them. And then, of course, their sleep habits and their daily regimen. I mean, they could be tired because they're sleeping 2 hours a night and has nothing
and
to do with
it. And many older
diet, right?
People do sleep 2 hours a night.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of factors that affect that, and they could be diet-related. But until we know what the cause is, we're not going to make advice on it. However, just getting to the food part of it, you know, some things that might affect their energy, it related to today's topic, could be that they're taking in too much sugar. That raises your insulin, and insulin makes you sleepy. So,
insulin makes you sleepy?
Sugar makes you sleepy, ultimately?
Well, ultimately, right? I mean, how many of you get tired at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
How much sugar do you have, John?
I don't really have a lot, to be honest with you. But I didn't know it makes you sleepy. I'm thinking you're supposed to take sugar to get energy.
It's energy, but it's quick energy. So at 3 o'clock when you're getting tired and you want to take a nap, if you look back at what you ate the rest of the day, if it was too many carbohydrates, as we call them, you could have actually backfired yourself and put yourself into a sleepy mode by the middle of the afternoon. And what I find is when people change what they eat, especially from the carbohydrate point of view, that 3 o'clock lag goes away. They actually have energy throughout the rest of the day.
Interesting.
And it helps them sleep at night.
That's good. Very good.
Sometimes that's the simplest approach.
So you're talking eggs for breakfast versus pancakes.
That's one part of it, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not putting you on the spot for stuff that you don't answer, because you're not giving some broad advice.
And I don't
understand
want to.
That.
Sure,
so you're not,
sure.
You know, I'm not giving you and say everybody should, because, you know, we're supposed to have eggs for breakfast from now
right,
on, not
right.
pancakes.
But if pancakes
Steve said that, I was like, oh, God,
exactly.
You know,
if pancakes with just sugar, which basically that's all they are,
right,
then you're probably going to cause a problem.
I know when I
what
go to a diner.
No.
When I go to a diner for breakfast, mm-hmm. which is very rare, I have pancakes because I don't make them at home.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's a special occasion.
Yes.
That makes sense. A lot of people do that when they go out. Stuff that you're not going to make normally in the house. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's just too much. Or fish. Mm-hmm. I know people have fish out because you make it in the house, it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not all fish, but, you know, it's just like it's easier.
It depends on if you have a good sense of smell.
That's true, too. Right, right. I love you, Ruth. So let's go to the ABCs.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Because this kind of a topic is has to be generic, okay? And from a generic perspective, I'll ask you, and this again, I'm trying to, juicing. Juicing is very popular now.
Very popular.
Celery juice, beet juice. I mean, not juices like you would think apple and cranberry. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm talking celery juice as a main one. I hear a lot about celery juice.
But doesn't orange juice have a lot of sugar?
It's pretty much all it is sugar. And it also has vitamins, sure. But there's a limit to what you can
handle. But it's healthier to eat an orange than to have orange juice.
If you're trying to get more fiber, yes. Otherwise, you're just getting the sugar and the vitamins. So there's mm-hmm. a limit to how much your body can handle with that much sugar. But it doesn't mean oranges are unhealthy.
Right, right, right,
it just
right,
means
yeah.
maybe 3 oranges in a shake is not what you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking to juice with those juicing machines.
Right,
where
the
you push a thing through, you take the raw beet, wash
mm-hmm.
it up, and push it through.
Right.
What are the benefits there? Again, we're talking generic benefits because I'm sure not everybody
mm-hmm.
benefits.
Sure. No, for most people, it means a quick way for them to get all those vitamins and minerals that they wouldn't have gotten if they ate it. Or because they probably won't eat as much of those vegetables and fruits in a day. Most people just don't eat enough vegetables, right?
So even though you lose the fiber.
Yeah, you lose some of
the
fiber.
The vitamin is in the juice.
Oh, it's still in there. You probably shouldn't damage it. So for most people, they're going to make a juice and take several different fruits or vegetables,
right?
Whereas they probably weren't going to sit there and eat that at a meal. So it's a way for them to get some additional nutrients. It's usually a supplemental thing, right? They're not usually using that as a meal necessarily.
Right, right,
they're
right.
going to have what they have, and then they'll have a juice to kind of give them a boost. And
I never paid attention to that because I'm looking. I'm like, why would you throw away all the pulp? Which you do. And
yeah.
I've had a juice. You know, like it's so dry, the stuff that's left over.
Right.
It's not edible. You're not going to like. It's not like
right.
chopped up oranges.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I have never taken a juice from a machine.
Oh, really?
So I don't. I'm
the,
not.
The juice is nice. You know, I've had them different places, but I'm always looking like, why not eat an orange versus mm-hmm. have an orange juice? Because then you have the fiber and everything else. Why
exactly.
not eat a whatever the word is? I mean, whatever the item is,
a beet
or banana. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I love
beets. How is beet juice?
I never had it.
It sounds
awful.
But
I mean, I love
awful.
Beets, and I'm just the concept of just pushing that thing through. But I know beets are sweet.
Yeah.
Or high
sure.
in sugar, rather, like a carrot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they actually.
But it's different sugar than you put sugar in.
You mean like table sugar? Like
yes,
white
table sugar.
Right. So that would be sucrose, and the one that you get in these vegetables and fruits are fructose. So slightly different, but at the end of the day, your body knows it's sugar. That's all it knows.
Oh, really?
So there's a
I
subtle
had,
difference.
I had read someplace that sugar in fruits and vegetables are healthier than table sugar?
No, again, there's a limit. So there, at the end of the day, your blood sugar level is going to go up the same amount, mm-hmm. no matter what you take in. But when you get it from a beet, again, you should have antioxidants and vitamins and
minerals.
You're
getting better than just white table sugar. But if you're diabetic and you have seven oranges, you're not doing yourself a favor either.
No, not at all.
I'm trying.
So with the juicing, you know, if there are some machines now that will include the pulp and will just break it down so that you can get it all now. A lot of the new, I think, Nutribullet and Ninja, they're realizing that you don't want to lose all that. So
the blades are different. It just seems like there was a point where, and it's not enough, because I did juice years ago. It's not enough. It's sawdust. So you really can't do anything with it. If it was like moist, you'd say, listen, you could make
it. It doesn't taste good.
Well, it's disgusting.
It's horrible.
It's just, you know,
you might use it for gardening. That's about it.
What about exercise? Exercise is extremely important.
It is, and there are people who have limitations, and so, you know, maybe physically they can't do too much, but doing some movement is still extremely beneficial, especially when, again, with focus on blood sugar. The body can actually get your blood sugar down more when you do that exercise, and it could be a short walk, could be going in the pool and walking in the pool 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Every day is optimal. And then we can talk about stretching is important. I mean,
what
it's
about
all
biking?
Important.
A stationary bike?
If somebody can handle it, you know. Again, physically, if they're capable, always check with your doctor first. But biking is a little less stressful on your knees than walking on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. So for people who are overweight or have an injury, the bike might make more sense.
It's amazing. Look at the time here. What we're going to do is take a break. We only have 30 seconds left. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Steve.